Chapter 10. Felicity's eyes widen. Pip, is it you? Pippa rubs her hands up and down her arms as if trying to warm them. Yes, it's me. It's your Pip. Not one of us dares to move. Tears streak Pip's pale cheeks. Will you not embrace me? Do I mean so little to you now? Have you forgotten me so quickly? Felicity's sword clatters to the hard ground as she runs headlong to Pippa and wraps her arms about our lost friend. I told them you wouldn't leave without telling me goodbye. I told them. Pip looks at Anne. Darling Anne, will you still welcome me as friend? Of course, Anne says, reaching toward the small, frail shell of her. At last Pip comes to me. Gemma? She gives me a sad little smile, biting her bottom lip nervously. Her teeth have grown sharper, and her eyes change back and forth from a beautiful violet to an unsettling milky blue with tiny pricks of black at the centre. Her beauty has changed, but she is still mesmerising. Her hair, always long and dark, is now a tangle of curls as untamed as the vines twisting round the castle. She catches me staring. Her laugh is quick and bitter. Gemma, you look as if you'd seen a ghost. I thought you'd gone to the Winterlands, I say, uncertainly. I nearly did, she answers, shivering. Well, what happened? Felicity asks. Pippa calls out toward the forest. It's all right. You can come out. It's safe. These are my friends. A ragged group of girls emerge one by one from their hiding places behind the trees and the bushes. Two carry long sticks that look as if they could do damage. As the girls come closer, I see the singed tatters of their dresses, the horrific burns on their faces and arms. I know who they are, the factory fire girls we met months ago. We last saw them marching toward the Winterlands, toward corruption. I am relieved to see that they did not meet their end there, but I cannot imagine how they escaped. One of the stickholders, a big-boned lass with coarse skin and wounds running the length of her arms, takes a stand beside Pippa. I remember speaking to her in the realms before. Bessie Timmons. She is the sort I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of. She glances at us suspiciously. Everything all right, then? Yes, Bessie. These are my friends, the ones I told you all about, Pip says proudly. The ones what took the temple magic and left you here, Bessie snorts. But you see they came back. Beaming, Pippa puts her arm around Felicity. Bessie doesn't like it one bit. I wouldn't be too happy. They're not here to stay. Pippa wags a finger as a schoolmarm would. Bessie, remember our motto? Grace, strength, beauty. A lady must be gracious when welcoming guests. Yes, Miss Pippa, Bessie says contritely. But Pip, where have you been? I want to know everything, Felicity says, embracing Pippa again. I know I should embrace her, as Fee and Anne have done, but I can see only those disturbing eyes and sharp teeth, and I am afraid. I shall tell you everything, but come inside. It's far too chilly out here. Pippa takes hold of Anne's and Felicity's hands, pulling them toward the castle. Grumbling, Bessie Timmons follows. The remaining girls fall into line, and I bring up the rear. Pippa throws back the iron latch on the castle's warped wooden door. The weeds snake through the planks, plastering themselves to the front. Here we are, Pippa says, pushing open the door. Home. It seems as if it might have been a beautiful stronghold in its day, but now it is nothing more than ancient bricks with vines for mortar. The walls are slick with moss. It smells of damp and decay. Brittle daisies, dead on their stalks, peek up between broken flagstones. The only thing that seems to grow is belladonna. The poisonous purple flowers hang above our heads like little bells.